An exhibition is on this month at the Station Masters Art Gallery. It's called Pastels at Strathalbyn. Each Sunday afternoon, artists are giving demonstrations to inspire your creativity. Karen Hudsons is the president of community organisation Pastel Artists of South Australia. She joins me now on the line to tell us more. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much.
So it sounds like an eclectic collection of works from galahs to flowers to land and seascapes, but one thing bringing it all together is the brilliant medium of pastels.
Indeed. And most of our artists would use soft pastel, so just so your listeners know the difference, there's oil pastels and there's soft pastels that are pure pigment with a binder.
Ah. What do you love about pastels?
Oh, it's so vibrant and immediate. If you ask any pastelist, they will tell you that one of their favourite things is to open the box of soft pastels and just look at the richness of the colours and the creaminess and texture. And then it's immediate. You just pick up the stick of pastel and you apply it directly to the paper. It's very exciting.
I hear that you have a piece in the exhibition, Sunset Storm at Second Valley. It looks beautiful. I've seen a glimpse of it.
Thank you. That piece is actually worked with optical layering, which is a technique that we've been privileged to learn from an artist from northern New South Wales called Grace Paleg. And that's where the pastel is actually applied to the heel of your hand and then layered in gentle strokes onto the support.
Ah, yeah, I was wondering how you did that because it looks quite different to any pastel picture I've ever seen.
Yeah, it almost looks like it's been airbrushed, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. This has it been a long journey for you, your passion for pastels?
I started painting seriously in 2008. I did some study at TAFE with Margaret Tuckey, who's a wonderful artist and mentor. And she introduced me to soft pastels as well as watercolours and ink and acrylics. And while I still paint in those other mediums, pastel is a genuine love. It's really diverse. It's really flexible. It mixes well. It plays nicely with other mediums. It's just a real passion, yeah.
Yeah. And tell us about this piece. So it seems like it's kind of, it's almost like an abstract version of a landscape, right?
Yeah. Mm. It's delicate and yet it's strong at the same time. And the piece is actually applied onto black paper. So all of the, I guess, darkness in the picture, which makes it quite dramatic because it's a sunset storm, is actually leaving the black paper without touching it.
Do places like Second Valley, the beautiful spots we have through the Fleurieu and all around our regions, do they inspire you as an artist?
Definitely. I'm really moved by place and landscape. When I first started painting, I painted the landscape where we went for holidays, such as Second Valley or Barmara. I'm a country girl, so up York Peninsula in the mid-north, those landscapes. And any time I travel, so in 2017, we were very fortunate to have a couple of weeks going around Iceland in a four-wheel drive, and I was just blown away by the landscape. And so when I came back, I couldn't get it out of my system fast enough. And I just painted and painted and painted, often just watercolour, but pastel as well, just to express what I felt about that landscape. And I had a solo exhibition in Sala that year in 2018. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Now, when I was on the phone to you earlier, you said there's a lot of misconceptions surrounding pastels. What did you mean by that?
Well, often you hear people discuss pastel as drawing, and I think often people who've been to art school get a hard stick of pastel and equate all of the soft pastels with those, like Conte sticks. But actually, pastels come in a whole range of soft to hard and really creamy. So we talk about pastel as painting. The supports vary too, and the papers that are produced commercially these days actually have what's called a tooth, which holds the pastel to the surface. And artists are using very painterly techniques to apply the pastel.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah. So in the pastel artist societies around Australia, you'll find artists applying very different techniques. Some people like to make directional marks. Other people will layer pastels. And the paper with a tooth will hold often up to about seven layers of pastel. And some artists would then like to blend that together onto the paper using their hands or a marl stick. And other artists like to leave the little marks of colour sitting side by side so that your eye, the viewer's eye, does the blending.
I love that. President of Pastel Artists of South Australia, Karen Hudson's, is with me. Tell us about the exhibition. So we've spoken about your piece. Did you want to talk about some of the other pieces you've seen in the gallery at Strathalbyn Station Masters?
Absolutely. So if you go to Station Masters, you'll see that we're quite a broad organisation in terms of experience and genres that people want to paint. So we've got a number of artists who are really interested in wildlife conservancy. So they are often painting endangered wildlife and doing it in really remarkable photorealism almost, where you can see every blade or every fur or feather on an animal. Really spectacular work. We've also got artists who paint impressionistically. And so there's some work that's quite loose and modern looking. And then you've got artists who are experimenting with design, some artists who are experimenting with unusual subjects. So William Choi, for instance, has a piece in there of the inside of a hot air balloon as it's being blown up to ready to take off. And it's quite a striking piece. So, yeah, there's huge diversity. There's landscapes and still life and very beautiful, very detailed work of flowers and lovely landscapes of the Fleurieu.
Sounds great. And Jeanette Humble is hosting a demonstration this coming Sunday, 1:30 to 3:30. Tell us about her and what she'll be doing.
Yeah, so Jeanette's a really interesting artist and she's a great example of someone who's really passionate about pastels, although she paints also in acrylics and oils. But Jeanette is a good example of someone who is passionate enough to paint every day. And so she is doing a Flinders Ranges demonstration. She does a lot of lovely landscape work and quite modern impressionistic. And I think we've also got some other demonstrators lined up, who one of whom is going to do floral work, still life, and another one who is going to do an animal, Karen Hocking, is going to do, I think, Scarlet Macaw.
Oh, great. And they're on the preceding Sundays.
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant. And you were a primary school teacher for 40 years, Karen, and now tutor older students. I've noticed and I've heard that young kids are just so good at just being able to express themselves as artists and are far less self-critical. What do you think about that? And do you think that a lot of us older people can apply that sort of philosophy and concept to our own practices?
Oh, I think so too. I've never met a child coming into school who doesn't want to draw what they see. And at some point we do get really self-critical. And, you know, I have mature students at the uni tell me, oh, you know, a teacher told me I couldn't draw. And that makes me really sad, actually. So I think everyone has the opportunity to improve their skill level if they want to and have a go. You know, if you can see something, you can draw it. If you can feel something, you can create it in texture with your hand, if you can manipulate your hand, and you can respond to the things around you that make your heart sing. And I think that emotional connection is really important.
Oh, so lovely to have you on the program today, Karen Hudson. Thanks for joining me.
Pleasure. Thank you.